hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD. And we were talking a little bit earlier about how the Big Red Radio is doing some good, and we're not stopping at just packing your pantry. We're also doing Adopt a Roadie. Now, a lot of, you know, we haven't been to a show in, like, what is it? I haven't been since, like, December of 19, I think. Hell yeah, was the last one.
Somebody was saying, like, our last show as a station was, like, I think early April last year.
Man.
I mean, the ones that we actually were right. at,
yeah.
promoting.
Right. I think it's December for me, last time I was at a show, but... A lot of our friends are in the business and, you know, working with the bands and at the venues and stuff. So we're teaming up with Jack Daniel's, Sweet James, Safeway, Albertsons for Adopt a Roadie. All right. And we're collecting funds and food for Musically Fed. It's a local charity providing food and essentials to all the out of work live and concert industry people. Check out all the info on 98KUPD.com or text the word Roadie to 97936. And it's time for... The entertainment drill in Toledo.
It's brought to you by ReactDefense.com. I've been up there. I know, Brett, you have.
Oh, yeah.
We even drug Jeremy up there once. ReactDefense.com if you want to see what's going on as far as their specials go. You want to see what their gym looks like. It's a different kind of place where they go in and they recreate everything, any kind of scenario that you want for personal safety. I know there's a lot of ladies out there that want to get up there and do... Like what John said, the rape training seminar, it is the rape prevention seminar. If you want to do that, that is what I would highly recommend. I actually told Alex's sister, Ryan, she's 19 now, that she needs to get up there and do that as well. So reactdefense.com is the place to go and get in with Jay and Josh and find out what you need to do to keep yourself safe. Brady, the entertainment
trip. Well, here's some good news. HBO Max will offer a cheaper tier sometime later this year. Because right now, that streaming service is the most expensive one at $14.99 a month. So
Netflix isn't far behind.
Yeah.
I think ours has gone up twice.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But the reason they're dropping it down is that most people on this planet are not wealthy.
You think?
But,
nowadays, especially?
But my thing with that is HBO was... It was $15 to add on to anything you had before as well, whether it be cable or when we were having just streaming service, to add HBO to that was still $15.
Maybe this is a trend, though, because this is the first time a streaming service would be making itself cheaper.
Wow. I think it's just one of those things because now everything's become a la carte. It's not like where you get stuck with DirecTV and you have to take this plan of channels. Now it's like Hulu, Amazon Prime,
Netflix. What do you think about the new one that's just advertising like crazy, the Paramount? One just seems
which
cheap.
Is basically, isn't it like CBS
all the
all
access
or something? Like
CBS all access
yeah.
or something like that before.
It looks good. I mean, I'd love to have them all, but then I'm back at the point where I'm spending as much on streaming services as I was with DirecTV.
Our last bill with DirecTV, I think we were paying about $145 a month.
Wow.
Now we're not close to that on streaming,
and then you have streaming
have,
services
right,
too, right?
We have, but now we have YouTube TV, which is $60 a month. We have Netflix. We have Amazon Prime, which is. Part of us having Amazon Prime is you get Amazon Prime videos. So
yeah.
I don't kind of include that
one. It's a great deal. Actually.
But we also have HBO Max.
What about Apple?
We got that one free because I bought a new phone recently. So so that one's free currently, but I think that one is still $9.99 a month when it's over.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you still got Disney Plus on top of that.
Oh, we do have Disney Plus too.
Oh, so.
I forgot about that. I do like HBO because they have the new movies out. Like any theater movies,
there
you have that
out.
On there.
Yep.
And you can watch all their old series too,
yep.
like Sopranos
yep.
and Deadwood and all that stuff.
Speaking of Sopranos.
All right. There we go.
Falco
yeah.
will play Hillary Clinton
really?
On the impeachment American crime story.
Huh.
Clive Owen is playing Bill Clinton.
Nice.
And Beanie Feldstein is playing Monica Lewinsky. The real
what's
Monica
like?
Is one of the producers on this.
I heard she was
she might as well cash
that.
In.
Beanie
what is she?
Sarah Paulson
is.
As Linda Tripp. Betty Gilpin from Glow as Ann Coulter.
Okay. Beanie Feldstein can pass for Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good casting there.
Yeah, that's a good casting there. Google that one, Beanie Feldstein.
When does this come out?
Check out the Linda Tripp. That's Sarah Paulson. They might have to do some... That could be a decent
she's going to have
match.
To put on weight because Paulson is skinny.
Yeah.
Linda Tripp is, if I remember, she's a little thicker.
She wintered well.
So there's Sarah Paulson. Let's see. Yeah.
Ugh.
Doesn't give me a date on when it's coming out.
She's going to be in the makeup chair for a while if they want to get that one accurate. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot how... Ugh.
Lewinsky is actually on board as a producer. Ironically, the show is based on a book by former New Yorker and CNN contributor Jeffrey Toobin.
The whacking Jeffrey Toobin?
Currently involved in a sex scandal of his own.
How fitting.
Can you call it sex scandal when you're just...
You're just
pleasuring yourself on a Zoom call?
I know, but is that the only thing?
Oh, is there more?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, there could be.
All right.
I don't know how you tug
but
up
I'm
during
with
a
you.
Zoom
if
call
that's
with your
the only
clients
thing, that's
or
not
colleagues.
I don't, scandal?
I'm paranoid about the camera at all on my laptop.
Yeah.
So anytime it's open, there's nothing going on in my house because I'm not taking a chance.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm planning on a Zoom call and I got a whack, the laptop's closed. Everything's closed.
Not me, man. Laptop open, ball
nice.
Fest.
Nice. I'm just hoping that when we were doing our Zoom calls,
the
station-wise, that who would be the one you'd put hands on that would be tugging? We had all the jocks on. Fitz, Shanman, you guys. Trip, Larry.
Holmberg was never a part of those.
Yeah, you know, he was.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, John was on those.
Because I would say him just for the joke itself, but this will get me fired, but I'll say Trip.
Trip, really? All right.
It'll get me fired.
This will get me
fired. After this show, we're probably all fired anyway, so it doesn't matter. You might as well throw on all the shots you can.
Here's some celebrities that have given up Hollywood for real jobs.
All right.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Over the past 6 years, she's been focused on her company, Foodstirs, which is an e-commerce startup selling. It sells baking kits. I think Ronnie has gotten a couple of those.
Really?
I didn't know she had any. That Sarah Michelle Gellar had anything to do with it.
I never really got into her. I mean, she was okay.
Rick Moranis. He became a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I saw that.
After his wife died of breast cancer in 1991. But there has been talks about him making a bit of a comeback in a new sequel to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Now, is he going to make an appearance in the new Ghostbusters, the reboot that they're doing? I heard yes and no. I don't know.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
That was one of the things that they were talking about, but I don't know whether or not he's going to do it or not.
Wasn't he doing something around the time he got assaulted? Like, wasn't he... part of a movie, or was that something different that I
did? I don't know. I remember he was walking down the street in New York and got punched in the face or something like that.
They found that guy.
Yeah.
Jack Gleason. You might not know that name right off the bat, but he was Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Okay. I did
great character. Anyway, he's opted to go to school studying philosophy and theology at Trinity College in Ireland.
Hmm.
Last one, Al Green.
The Reverend Al
Reverend
Green?
Al Green.
All right.
There you go. Hasn't put on any new music in years. Still a full-time minister at the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis. We know it's getting close to the end.
Yes, Brady's ready for vacation.
Then the last little thing I have is, I don't know if you probably did hear about the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Dumping its cheerleaders.
I didn't hear about
it. And adding a co-ed dance squad.
Oh. So it's going to be like the Suns dancers now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Did the Suns add dudes on their team now, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Their dance squad has a kid. I don't remember what they call him. But they have the cheerleaders, and then they have like a spirit squad almost that's a different, and they're all young kids.
Hmm.
Young by meaning like early 20s.
Right.
There's the Wolf Pack or something like that for the Coyotes.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, and then the Suns dancers, not the dancers, but the promo team,
yeah,
did all the other offshoots, like for Rattlers games.
Oh, okay.
Anything else that went on there, that crew would
kinda
be
all in
they
one.
Would morph. They'd just change outfits and
the
Get Fun crew.
The fun crew.
All the events out there. I'm not sure what they're calling the dance squad. I think they're...
The Washington Edward Dance Team, or I mean,
they're calling the Raging Indians is what the name. No,
I don't know. The Washington R Word Dance Team coming to you.
That was the most offensive thing you could come up with. The Raging Indians.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, we are entertained.
You want to explain it, or you want
you
me
can
to?
Start it, and I'll add in here.
So everybody is missing the Easter keg hunt. We obviously missed it last year. There's a chance we might miss it this year, you know, or we have to come up with something different. So you're going to miss it for potentially 2 years in a row.
Hopefully not.
But somebody had asked me about Easter keg from a few years back where Brett was out on location. And everybody remembers Brett's because Brett was giving away the keg. You had a keg with you.
Yeah, every year you guys, because I would get off the air and I didn't have to hide kegs because I was on the air all night.
Right.
So I would, you know, they would always save a keg or two for me and I would go to different places. Yeah.
So this gal found you, and we were having people whisper the secret password in your ear.
Yes.
And this gal said that she was single when we put her on the air.
And that's the time I just got out of my divorce.
And you had just gotten divorced, and so John tried to set you two up, but you weren't having it. And this is how that went.
It's the best of Morning Sickness 98 KUPD.
Yep. Oh, that's right. And our bunny is on the line. Our beautiful bunny. Our Easter keg bunny has another one. And Easter keg bunny, Brett, are you there?
I am here.
You've been hunting the hunters. You've been the bunny of choice today.
It's been ridiculous out here, yeah. Man. I'm telling you.
So you got your analingus.
How many people whispered into your ear?
Did you get a lot of analingus at the Yucca Tap Room?
It was at least 20, and there were people flying through the parking lot yelling it out the windows. And actually, a Tempe cop showed up, too, to like kind of almost direct traffic.
That's my favorite thing of the day so far. Anybody who just decided to try to yell it out first. Analingus!
I know, they're flying through the... I was getting drive-by analinguses going through the parking lot.
That now replaces Geronimo for when you fall off of something.
Terrible. Nauseous.
Analingus! So you are now at the Easter Keg Bunny. Where are you right now? Can you give us some clues?
Well, since you made me leave the bar,
yeah,
I decided I was going to try to go get something to eat.
Okay.
And I wanted some New Mexican food.
Okay.
Something a little spicy.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm standing in front of the place, and it's not open yet.
Which one are you at?
Well, I'm in Ahwatukee.
48th or 40th?
40th.
Okay. She's there.
She's there.
Cheryl is there.
Knock on the door.
She's texted us. Yeah, knock on the door.
Oh, maybe I will.
She's expecting you.
I'm standing out front. Everything looks like it's closed and stuff like that.
She's expecting you, Easter Keg Bunny. In fact, they're friends of the show.
Yeah, maybe they'll make you a burrito.
Well, I know that, but... All right, fine.
The WAP wants a burrito.
Yeah, I believe it's of the two Molinos. One of the two will be there, correct?
Yeah, there might be two people inside.
There may be two Molinos inside.
The Molinos
with those people inside.
With the Chi-Chi's is inside.
The dose, yes. Yes, the dose Molinos are inside this facility. Now, because it's a Mexican restaurant, the first person that finds our Easter cake bunny and whispers this phrase, culo milabia, señor mariposa.
What the hell does that mean?
It's basically Spanish cunnilingus. Or analingus, I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Culo milabia, señor mariposa. It's lick my butt, Mr. Butterfly.
I mean, I realize that I'm single now, but this is kind of going overboard today.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's really something a single guy needs to do is just kind of open up at bars and stuff. So Easter Keg Bunny is there. Culo milabia, señor mariposa.
Thanks, oh, wait a minute. Somebody found me.
All right, let's have them whisper it in your ear. Let's see if it works.
She's yelling across the parking lot. She's coming this way now.
What is she saying?
Hold on.
I want to hear this. Hang on.
Hi. Yeah, she got it.
She said, "Culo milabia, señor."
No. This is the lady from inside.
Never mind, Cheryl.
Cheryl, no.
Don't say that to her.
Damn,
that's just rude. All right, so you're in.
But let's see if this one knows it. How are you? Do you know the phrase that pays? Well, she's yelling "Angolingus." Are we doing
no,
this in
no,
English?
It's not "Angolingus." No, she's got to do the new. Nope, sorry, that's not the phrase. That was the old phrase that pays.
That's not the phrase that pays.
It's Spanish now. Culo milabia.
You
got to
do it in Spanish. Here, hang on. I'll let you talk to her.
Right.
Here.
Well, I don't know if I want to talk to her.
Hello?
Hi. Do you know the phrase that pays?
Dos langos lingos?
No, dos langos lingos is not it. And then, I'll tell you right now, and if you can get it off one try.
Absolutely. Please, God, I've been looking all day.
All right. What's your name?
Amber.
How old are you?
Yeah, how old are you?
23.
Perfect.
I'm late for work right now. I don't even care.
Are you single?
Are you a single lady?
I am.
Are you? Brett's a single fella. Just got recently divorced. His hog is on fire.
So whisper this into his ear.
All right. Turn to Brett and say, culo milabia, señor mariposa.
Culo milabia, señor.
Oh, God.
Brett just had a moment. My goodness. All right. There you go. I think there's a...
Oh,
what's happening?
I think it came out of
doing
Brett.
It. I think she's actually doing it.
Yeah.
Brett?
Brett Climax.
Young
everyone.
Woman, give that phone back
he's,
to the Easter.
Hello? He's falling asleep.
How'd
hello?
She do? How'd she do?
What?
How'd she do?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, she's gonna, single, Brett.
Yeah, Brett, she's single. You want to
Yeah, go? I know.
Is she is that a what are you not attracted to our young lady?
No, hell no.
Oh, Jesus.
No, hell no.
What's the matter with you? She's right there.
What? He's honest, you know. You gotta get
yeah,
that.
See? I'm an honest kind of guy. You're out of your mind.
What's wrong with her? Why are you so against this?
Jeez.
She's right there.
Yeah, I know.
Show some tact.
Nope. Hell no.
All right. Do you know her or something?
No, I don't. I'll take a picture. I'll bring it back with you.
All right. Wow. Well, she can hear you.
Jeez. I don't care.
Are you going to give her the keg?
I don't care.
She's scary. All right. Give her the keg.
Nice. So angry. You're never going to get laid like this.
Yes, I will.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will.
Honesty is
the best policy. If what's, I don't get cool, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, what is the problem here with our young
what?
Man? What is the issue?
Oh, dude.
He's not attracted to her, I guess.
Nope.
Where do I start? Is
it
saying?
A man in a dress or something?
Yeah. I don't know. How long are you on the air for?
Oh, my God. She's right there, man. You have no tact. Poor girl's nope. Gonna kill herself.
That's fine.
Jesus Christ. I gotta see this beast.
Oh my God.
She sounded so nice.
Brett, here's your keg. Have
Brett,
a great
she
day.
She sounded exactly. So sweet. She sounded like a lovely young girl. What a dick.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, then. Well, thank you. What a kind Easter keg bunny you've been. Thank you.
You made her Friday.
Hop on home. Thanks for...
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, he's been up home. A long time. He's very tired. All right, thank you, Brett. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, Brett, clearly not sure, riding the fence on whether or not he's attracted to that girl.
He needs to find Jesus again.
Man, I might have to find Jesus. I've never seen that kind of mean.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, I'm eyeballing this catastrophe. Sorry, honey, but I don't even know if that's a face.
That can't be real.
That is horrible.
Man, that was brutal. All right. Well, it wasn't his ex-wife, was it?
I know.
Maybe it was. Maybe. That was
that's the only thing it could be.
Or she looked like her.
Oh, that could be. It could have reminded him. He got too close to home. Good Christ, she had like tree branches growing out of her face.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. If this thing?
Blonde with big boobs. Then
yeah, I don't know what
worked
that was.
Against her. Right.
Sorry about that, young lady. Congratulations. We'll see you tonight. See you tonight at Ride Now. And I bet you we can point you out immediately. Oh, there's that pile of manure Brett met this morning.